that background of always being in the church, just being faith-based as a family. And that's where I try to get everything from. I try to pull it from, you know, from a faith base. And I've not always been that way, you know, even though I knew. But as I've grown, when somebody says something to me, I try to give them the faith-based answer, you know, not the reply that my flesh wants to say, you know. But yeah, just my background, and like I said, my mom praying with us, and that's how I am with my kids. I try to pray with them. I try to teach them to pray, because I talked about that with the mother, with the group too. We have to teach them to pray on their own too, because they can't always stand on our prayers. And right. Sometimes when you go through things, you don't want to speak to anybody else, and you don't have to. You just need to pray about it. You need to go to God and pray, and that's why I try to instill that in them, the same thing that was instilled in me.
That's awesome. I just really admire you. I mean, I admire the teacher in you, and I know you said in your biography that you were a poetry writer. And tell me a bit about that.
I've been writing poetry since I was like in middle school, and didn't even know that I was writing poetry. Maybe like probably high school, 10th grade maybe, I started writing it at home and writing it in school, and I had a creative writing class, and it just kept pushing me to write more. And over the years, I've written more, I've entered contests. When I was in college, I entered a few contests. I had a professor that tried to refer me to another teacher to help me with my poetry, and that did not go well. I mean, I've just worked on it a lot, so lately I've been trying to do that as well. During this time, I had a friend that published a book, Jonisha Cranford, and she was like, you gotta stop putting, saying, well, I got too much going on to fulfill my dream. She said, you need to go ahead and do it. You know, that's something that you have a talent, a gift, and you have a gift for it, and so you need to pursue it. And so lately I've been working on trying to put it all together so that I can get it published.
That's awesome. So you're a single mother and you have four kids. How do you do it?
Like the best of all. I really don't. You have to have patience. I have a lot of patience. My grandmother always told me that. You got to work through it. Every day is a challenge. You wake up knowing that it's a challenge. You know, you wake up ready for the challenge. What's going to happen next? What's going to happen first? You're ready for it because you know what's coming. And even then, you're not prepared, you know? And it breaks the beauty of it, because we are blessed to be parents. We're blessed to have a child. People want children and can't have children. People have lost children. And so, you know, I'm realizing the blessing. And so, therefore, whenever I don't know what I'm going to do, I have that extra push, because I know he's gonna make a way. He gave them to me. He left me with them. He put them in my hands, you know, to work through their lives here while he works through them, you know, there. So I just push through. I talk a lot and fuss a lot and all of the above, you know. It takes a lot, especially with different grades and schools and you just gotta hang in there and not give up. Mm-hmm. Regardless if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, however many it is, 10. It's just about staying in there with them, being prayerful and not giving up. No matter how hard it gets. And using your community, using your village. I even emailed that to my peers at work. Thank you for being a part of the village for the students, because they need a village too. But I always use the village. I always found resources. Because even if I feel like I can't communicate something with them, then I'll ask somebody that I think they'd be able to talk to them. Or what can they bring to the table? What kind of idea do they have? Projects. Hey, you have a such and such such that I can use for the project, you know? It's just using your village, because we all need a village. You know, like I said, 1 kid, 4 kids, you still need your village, and just utilizing those people in your life all the time.
That's awesome. You're an amazing woman. You're an amazing woman of God. You're a teacher. You're a writer. You know, and now you have this mother-to-mother website. Women have been trying to contact you because of the Mother to Mother website, or have they? Right.
Like friends that I had that maybe I didn't think would reach out to me about things, have reached out to me about certain issues. People that added their own friends onto the group, so there are people that I don't even know. It's really a blessing, you know, even to me, because I always tell my kids, you know, shine your light, and we live by that, you know, going out every day shining your light. Because the way you treat people is what they see. And he wants us to bring people to him. We can't bring them to him without shouting out, like, first, showing them who we are. Ooh, so good. It's not even about me. It's about them, you know, shining my light. And so that somebody else can see it and maybe get through another day. You know, maybe get through another moment that they have that they don't think they can get through.
Awesome, Sauls. Corinthia, do you have anything, persona? Oh, I guess she is. Okay, so.
There she is.
There she goes.
Sorry, hey. How many women do you have with you now?
I have no idea. Like 25?
Now, how you going? Now, you supposed to know now.
I don't know if more.
I bet you have a lot of women. And you know what? I think this is awesome, because a lot of us deal with things and a lot of people don't like to tell people what they're going through. And so just to have a support group is something awesome, because I mean, there are just so many things that just happen. And I mean, I always tell people that, you know, you need support, and a lot of people feel like they don't need it, but I feel like it's so good to have that mother that is going through the same thing that you're going through, or just somebody that has, has some of the same experiences, you know, just to give you hope. And, you know, that's just a moment of being transparent, and many people aren't. And so I think that's good that, like, you've created this, because there are so many mothers that need it and that won't speak up. Right. But, like, this is their platform. Like, this is their time to have that support. So I just think it's an awesome thing that you're doing. And, I mean, you know, just to start it. Because it's hard to start things these days. Like, people think it's easy, but I know it takes a lot of guts to just step up to the plate with the bat and be like, am I really going to swing? I don't know yet. You know, so I get it. But I think that's awesome, and I'm so happy for you to even start something like this that can support other moms. I probably need to join that, because I got one more at the house and I probably need it for the other one. so that is awesome. I'm happy for you. I'm so happy for you. I can't think of nothing else. Maybe something else will pop up.
Thank you.
In my head, but congratulations. It's always mother to mother.
I only have one that joined.
Okay, let me.
Huh?
Drew was supposed to join.
Oh, hi. So, is this your oldest baby? That's your oldest baby. Hi. So, what's his name?
Yes,
that's
Kedrin.
Okay. How do you feel about your mom starting a support group?
I think it's good for her, and not only for her, but for us. Because she's an amazing woman, and she can teach me a lot of things. Not only for herself, but for other women too.
Girl, that says a lot. To have your kids talk that way about you. A lot of kids don't do that, but that is awesome. You're such a great mom. And you are a single mom? Are you a single mom?
Yes.
Girl, that is awesome, because I know it takes a lot. And so you keep doing that, and you don't know who you're going to reach. Somebody may come out and be like, Sona, I need your strategies. Like, what did you do? What did you say? How did you feel? So I think that'll be awesome. Well, I'm so happy to see your son on here, and to even be able to say those things about his mom. That says a lot about you, for real.
Right.
Thank you.
You know what? He's such an excellent baseball player.
Wow.
A basketball player. A football player. Wow. I mean, he's an all-around. And such a great kid. I just been watching Keith from the time that Sona came to birth. And I know he was so small. Now he's just buzzed.
He's smiling. He's cute.
They're all bruh. They're all bruh now.
Octavia says she just love your baby.
I know.
And she said he is so well spoken and so humble. So look at you. So you keep doing that and you keep supporting and you keep taking these moms by the hand and honey, and you create that village because it's definitely needed. And moms, for you all that don't know, she's on Facebook. Sister to sister, right? Wait, did I say that? I'm talking about sister to sister. What was I about? Mother to mother. Yes. I know. Mother to mother. So you can find her. She's a teacher, and so she can help you in so many ways. And so, mother to mother. Give us some love.
Do you have anything else to say to your mothers? Anything else you'd like to add? And, I mean, we're happy to have you here tonight, but do you have anything else you want to share?
No, I feel like I did good to saying the things that were most important as far as us working together, because I think that that's the way that the enemy attacks us is when we think that we have to be alone and we have to hide and seclude ourselves, and then we don't have anybody else, anything else around to help us through it, or they even knows what we're going through, and then we continue to get down and down and down on those situations. So that's why I'm just a fan of the community and people and being supportive, and not even having to know exactly what it is, just knowing that you need that support, you know? Maybe you just need somebody to pray. You need somebody
right.
to encourage you. Or like we said, if you see somebody else going through something and they overcome it, then you say, you know what? You know, like I say, maybe just that day. Some people just need to get through the day. I've been there where I need to get through the day.
Come on.
So I can try to figure out if I can get to tomorrow. You know?
Hey, you know what?
So,
and even as a married mom, girl, it can be so difficult, like singleness, marriage, it's still rough because kids are going to be kids, so you're going to need some help either way. So anybody, just a mama, get up in there. Get up in there. Get up in there, mama. Get you some love and some support. So
no, we love you, Tona. We love you.
Love you.
And I love you. Love your kids. Love everything you do. And I'm going to keep on encouraging you to do more. And can't wait for your book. I mean, it's in you. I'm just waiting on it. I'm just waiting on it. You have a way with words because you have helped me with so many different things in my different classes, especially English. And I appreciate it. Everybody give our hearts for Sona Young and her family. And
yay, Sona.
And we'll see you later. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. I'm on record, so I can't even get the information that you wanted. So sorry about that. But that was awesome. That was awesome, ladies and gentlemen, on here. That was Sona. So you can find her. She said, someone said, Sona never fails to lift me up anytime I see her. Amazing, godly woman. That is so sweet. That's Tiffany Boudreaux. I think that's a classmate of mine. That's awesome. I love to see people that will tell people while they're yet alive, because y'all know y'all have it bad by trying to say, you know, something when people die. Tell them now how you feel about them. I think that's awesome. And apparently she is definitely somebody that uplifts the people and their children at the schoolhouse, just in the community. And I just think that that's awesome to tell people like what they really mean. And she's doing a great work. And I mean, keep up the work, girl, because it's a lot trying to wear all of these hats. That's what my shirt says today. A woman of many hats. And that's what we are. We have lots of hats that we wear. So awesome job. Yeah, Vicky, you can introduce the next person.
So, well, we have an exciting guest. I am so excited about him. His name is Jeremy Jackson. He was born in Nacogdoches, Texas in 1990. He recognized his passion for music and was called to preach at just 5 years old. He grew up in a devoted Christian home. And on January the 29th, I have to say the whole date because this is something for me. January 29th, 2013, he was filled with the Holy Ghost.
All right.
Say Holy Ghost.
He married
Jahavia, I hope I'm saying your name right, Jack. Together, they have four wonderful children. Jeremy recently became a published author of a children's book entitled Jesus Is. He currently serves as a minister and a worship leader at Saint Temple Church of God in Christ. Everybody give a hand clap of hearts for Jeremy Jackson is in the house with his
Look at there. Look at them babies.
Awesome.
Look at there. Love some Minister Jackson.
God bless y'all. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes. How are y'all tonight?
We're doing great.
That's great. He got the gang with him, y'all.
Yeah.
So just tell me a little bit about what happened in this pandemic to make you start Jesus Is.
Well, the book's actually been in works for about 2 years.
Wow.
So God gave me the vision for the book. Long story short, God gave me the vision for the book. He gave me what the title was. He gave me the depictions to put in there to inspire children and let them know about who Jesus really is and that he's more than just the man that hung on the tree or died on the cross. But he played so many roles that are instrumental in our lives today. Mm-hmm. He gave me who to work with, which was my sister, Brittany Davis, who is a phenomenal artist. And her the information, she sent it back to me. And it kind of sat on the shelf for a while because I didn't really know what to do with it. I didn't know really how to publish it or where to go from. Okay, now I've got the concept, now I've got the artistry, what do I do with this? And so it kind of sat on the shelf, and during this pandemic, it resurfaced. And so me and my wife were working on some other things in our office, and she said, what about the book? And I said, okay, well, let me go back to the closet. I had to revisit the closet, and I pulled it back out, sent it back to my sister because she wanted to touch up on some things, and she sent it back to me. And God had to where I got in touch with Ambrielle Shankle, who is a publisher. She has a publishing company called Crown Publishing.
Wow.
And she published the book within about 2 weeks. Everything was done. It was copywritten, sent back to me the copy, and we put it out.
Awesome, Jeremy. I think this is wonderful, and I just like the way you work with your own kids. I mean, because you are an awesome father to me. Just by looking on the outside, I've seen you at several different places, and I just think you are awesome, and your wife, and I just love the way y'all get each other. You know, you understand each other, and I appreciate that, and y'all are so young. You know, and it's a lot of people that don't even get their spouse or their kids. It takes a while. But when you like actually come out and get each other and understand each other, and that's awesome. It's very awesome to me. And how much is your book, and how much is the, because I know you got some wristbands, you got a book, you have took tours. Yeah. Tell us how when you went out.
So we'll talk about that. So the tours
So we went on the Jesus Is book tour, and I just did it by faith. I asked the Lord, okay, where do I need to go? What do I need to do? And he just gave me the places to go. So we were in that church, Texas, at Pecan Park. This was during the month of October. We went to Pecan Park in that church, Texas. We went to Kiwanis Park, Lufkin, Texas. We were at Birdsell Park in Tyler, Texas. And we were at another Opportunity Park in Dallas, Texas. The book tour was phenomenal. We met so many different people. We did it safely because we know we're still in a pandemic.
Right.
So masks and sanitizer and all of that good stuff. We were able to feed at least probably about over 100 people or so. And able to, you know, have people patronize. But the greatest of it all was when we went to Dallas, Texas, in Opportunity Park. And we were actually able to minister to a young lady who said that she had never heard about Jesus. She had never heard about him. She was not a child. She was probably about 20-something years old. She said she had never heard about Jesus. She said she went to church with her grandmother a couple times when she was younger. But she hadn't heard about the story of the cross. And we were able to witness to her. And we actually gave her one of the books. And got her information for her to talk to us on Facebook and connect with us. And that, for me, was the point of it all. That's what it's about, to let people know who Jesus is. So the tour was great, and I'm really excited about what God is doing with the book. So the book itself, and I do have it right here, the book is $6.99. It is a 2-in-1 coloring and activity book. And so inside it has a word puzzle, word find. It has a word scramble. And then it has, of course, a depiction, the coloring pages. And so, yeah. And then you asked about the bracelets and other things as well. So I'll do a quick unboxing for you. So this is for like a local delivery. Wow. This is what you would receive. And, of course, with your coupon for the next time, should you patronize again, you'll receive this. So when you open it up, like so, like that, Temple Brown. So when you open it up, there is your wrapping paper, of course. And for this particular one, she ordered a custom face mask, and she ordered the book bundle. So inside is the book, which I showed you earlier. There's also a receipt and your packing slip. And then there's the Jesus Is custom painted face mask, also done by my sister. And she is under the company Give Me My Props, is her company. And then you get your crayons and your bracelet. And then she ordered a separate bracelet. So the bracelets that I have are, if you want them separately, they are $1.50 each. This one is a rainbow style. So it has, I don't know if you can really see it or not.
Okay. Hold on, let me see.
Okay.
Jeremiah.
Take me out, hold on. Damn.
Okay, let me see. What you got?
Can you see it? Rub it up right there.
Wait, come back. Step back.
Come back, son.
What did I just say?
She put me a little closer, actually.
Come stand by there.
Yeah. I think I can see that. A little bit. A little bit.
Okay.
A little better.
This one is the rainbow that has different colors. And you can also visit my site that's listed, JesusKidsUS.com, and to see everything. But and then there's a solid violet, and there is a red. Those are $1.50. And then if you want the bundle that comes with the book, bracelet, and crayon, it's only $7.99 for all of that.
Oh, awesome. Well, Scott, y'all make
$6. Yes, Sana, thank you so much for ordering. I appreciate you. And I am working on your order. I promise you I am.
Yeah, that's awesome. She said she ordered from you.
Yes, well, I appreciate her.
That's awesome. So have you had a lot of people check out your website and reach out to you?
Biggie and Larenthia Renthi, I could have never expected the kind of support that I received from churches, from people who are in ministry, from cousins, uncles, aunts, the church, and even the pastor's wife from
Wisconsin. Yeah, right.
So much support. To where my sales order book has filled up and I had to get another book. And it's just been phenomenal. I'm actually going to have to order some more books here shortly because I'm pretty low, but that is a good problem.
That's good.
I am just so excited about what God has given me. It's not about money or position or anything like me. It's about ministry and putting in the children's hands what they need to face in this life. They're going to need Jesus. We all need Jesus. So.
Right.
And I just think that it's so awesome that you've taken the step to even get to this point. A lot of times it's very nerve-wracking to like step out to do something like this. And just to hear that you've gotten that much support, that is like totally awesome. And I mean, this is like an awesome thing. And I pray that God continues to give you favor and just show you more and more, you know? And I mean, this is awesome. And I definitely need to order. I know that I can probably use this with my 12-year-old. My other ones, they're, you know, they're about out the house. But I'm thinking that this is something that I need to do. Someone says, I will be ordering tonight, burning my pockets and ready. That's awesome. That's awesome. And I just think, and like Vicky said earlier, you work so well with your children. I've always admired that from looking afar, because I'm not in your house. But from looking from where I sit, it looks very good. I see you interacting with your children, and that is beautiful because you don't see that often. That's a picture that we rarely ever see, but like you can tell that you really love your wife and your children. And I just think that's amazing. And you know, that's where it starts, at home. Charity starts right there. And so that is just awesome. And you continue to work for the Lord. You have a beautiful spirit. You always have. I've never just talked to you personally, but it seems like we know each other. You know what I mean? I feel like I just know you. So, I mean, like, I am so happy for you. And, hey, like I say, I see you in the community. I saw your dates that you set up at the parks. And, hey, it's just awesome. Like the Bible tells us, faith without works is dead, baby, honey. But you put in some work, honey. And so you're going to get a harvest.
I appreciate that. It's been a journey, but God's faithful. So.
Of course. Of course. Of course. Well, God bless you.
Well, we know you are a singer, a songster. You know, I won't let this night go away without you blessing us with just your gift.
All right.
Now you should have had your keyboard out. You know better. You should have had a keyboard. You should have had a whole band, because you know this has to be in full effect. You aren't supposed to come halfway. You're supposed to have a whole band up there.
We waiting on you, Jeremy.
I told her to.
Does your wife sing?
Okay.
your wife sing?
She has a beautiful voice.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I just know that. She's shy. That's okay.
She's gonna help me.
All right.
Okay.
Give me just a second. One of my children just woke up. I'm trying to get him to come fast through the plan. Come on, baby.
They're not looking at you.
Come on.
Go fast. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Go.
Okay. Well, you going to stay there. All right. Are ye faithful, joyful and triumphant? Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, on the King of Angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
All right.
You could have went on a little bit longer, but you let that go, but your wife has a beautiful voice. I mean, do you have anything to say to the people that is having problems with trying to find Jesus or just don't even know where to turn to? Do you have anything to give the people to let them know that God is able?
Well, I'll say, like God gave me on Sunday, in order for Jesus to be the answer, you got to admit that you have a problem. If you don't recognize that there's a problem or that you have a need or a void that needs to be filled, then you could never find Jesus, or you could never find that relationship with God that you need. And so if you are having a problem finding Jesus, it could be that you are denying the fact that you need him. And we got to realize the pandemic has showed us a whole lot about a whole lot of people.
Mm.
A whole lot of relationships have been shown to be fickle. A whole lot of partnerships have shown to be fickle. 16, she says. A lot of friendships have shown, really honestly, to be fickle. But the one thing that is sure is that the Word of God tells us that the Lord will never leave us or forsake us. If friends forsake us, if mother, dad, even children, as they get grown and gone, sometimes they forget about parents. But the Lord promised, that is a promise that's in His Word, that He would never leave or forsake us. If you're having trouble connecting with Him, you can connect to Him through His Word. And His Word gives us everything that we need. The Bible says that everything that pertains to life and godliness is found in the Word of God. So, search out the Word of God. Get in touch with someone who you know is connected to Jesus. And maybe your connection could be stronger than it is.
Awesome, Jeremy. Go ahead, Laurentia.
Oh, I just want to just say thank you, Minister Jackson. Thank you, Sona, for coming on tonight. Both of you all have families, and so that's the relation here, and y'all have God as the center. And I think that's the big thing. And so both of you are doing a great job. Keep up the good work. We both probably could use y'all's services. So I need one of them Jesus Kids, Jesus Is books. And I need to join the mother to mother. Do you hear me? Okay. Because you know what? You know, some folks think that they too much. You know what I'm saying? But right. That ain't my story. Anytime I can get linked up, get something, hey, my hands are open. My heart is open. But I am, like I said, I am so happy for you all. Continue to thrive. And like I said, I hope that you all just continue to reach the masses. And so thank you all for coming on Talks and Farts. And for you that don't know how to find them, what's your website, Minister Jackson?
www.jesus.
Hold on, let me type that in. You said www.jesus.
K-I-S.
.com. Okay. All righty, y'all. Well, you can go to this site here to find him. www.jesuskidsus.com. And Sana is, now you're on Facebook, right?
Mother to mother.
Now, do they have to request to join, or can they just ask to just be added? Like, how does that work?
I added people, and then people added other people.
So okay, so they just can't join it. They have to be accepted.
They have to at least, if they try to join, then I can add them to the group, yes.
Oh, okay. So you all hear that. So you can get the support from other mothers, and you can...